Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
If I were ever to be a single gal again, I would choose to be a barista because every person who is worth knowing loves coffee.
It's so true.
And you've got access to a whole lot of people coming in and getting their morning fix, and it'd be a great dating scene.
Baristas are just kind of cool.
And they are cool.
You know what I mean?
They're very
cool.
They're
cool people, usually, baristas.
Always cool. And it turns out a lot of baristas are actually taking the opportunity to pick up on the job. One particular barista tried to do so to my boyfriend yesterday. He was working down in Proserpine at the airport there, the new Whitsundays airport.
Yeah, they're doing mad extensions.
And he went to get a coffee, and the barista, it was a guy behind the coffee machine, and he made Nev his long black with two sugars. And when he handed it over, he went, "Here's a super sweet coffee for a super sweet guy."
Here's a super sweet coffee for a super sweet guy.
Nev is oblivious to anyone trying to crack on to him ever. Like, I had to spell it out to him when we started dating. Like, he is just one of those guys that's just friendly to everyone and doesn't get it. But he called me afterwards. He's like, "I think I was just hit on."
This bloke.
I think that was so blatantly obvious that I picked up on it. And I was like, "What happened?" He told me. I'm like, oh yeah. Is there a number written on your cup, on your takeaway cup?
I like how he still wasn't 100% sure. Like, he's still like, "I think he was hitting on me.
I think he was.
But I need you to back it up." Like, Nev, he could have been holding a neon sign saying, "I want to
go on a date.
Yeah. Go on a date with me." And you still wouldn't be sure, man. You're
like, "Gab, I think he tried to pick me up."
Yeah, there's no thinking. That's what happened.
It definitely happened. And it was just, oh, what a cracker of a story. And I was thinking, you know, it happens all the time. Baristas constantly, like, putting hearts in the foam and, subtle little hints across to their
little
customers.
Little notes. Like, I've even heard of phone numbers written on the top of coffee cups or, like, on the bottom of the cup.
Well, yeah, they normally write your name on the cup, but just go a little further and say, "Call me."
Oh,
why not?
It.
13, 12, 16. Have you ever been hit on by a barista? We're not talking barristers. Yeah. We don't care about lawyers right now. By the guy or girl that was making your coffee, have they hit on you?
Nothing says sexiness like a sentencing in the magistrate's court. Nah, 13, 12, 16. There's got to be people out there. Have you been hit on by a barista?
Coffee is a sexy thing.
Like Gabby's boyfriend Nev was. Mm. Very blatantly.
So blatantly.
A sweet coffee for a sweet guy.
He's right. He is a sweet guy.
But he's yours. He's your sweet guy. Tiffany's here right now. Have you heard of this happening? Like someone being hit on by a barista?
One of my girlfriends did.
Oh, what happened?
So the barista gave her a cup with his number on it.
Ha!
And she was like, "Oh, yeah, why not? You know, go on a date with a barista. He seemed pretty cool." So she called him, but there was a slight flaw to his plan. He couldn't remember who she was, which one she was.
Oh, because he was doing it to all the girls.
That's brilliant.
His thing was he didn't get her name and he didn't know what she looked like, but she was like, yeah, I'm just one of the numbers of the girls you've given this number to.
So he just has like a stack of cups with his number on it under the bench, just ready to go for any hot chick that comes by.
And then when she goes, "I'm the flat white with two." Oh, you blonde hair, yay big.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo and Gabby's Sizzler Last Supper.
My belly is rumbling and cannot wait for 11:30 to hit where we're going to have our very last meal at Sizzler before it shuts down.
Closes on Sunday. Highlights from our last supper on Monday morning, but yesterday I was just sort of winding up work or whatever for the day, had a little bit more to do, but just ducked at the toilet. I remember the time because I looked at my watch. It was 11:15
yesterday.
You are
allowed to go to the toilet during work hours.
Oh, no, not here. You have a note.
Got to get a hall pass.
Yeah, got to get a good ask the teacher. Now it's 11:15 and the radio runs through the bathrooms and stuff here at the Blue Block on Woolcock. And Luke Lum, our mornings guy, was playing this song.
few questions that I need to know. How you could.
So that's the All Saints, so Never Ever, some old school R&B.
To know what I've done.
And I'm sure you know from that song, it's a woman, one of the women from All Saints at the start. Turned off there for a sec. It's one of the women from All Saints talking about a relationship that has just broken up.
And she doesn't understand why.
But she doesn't know why.
She's very confused, very upset. And we've all been there, not gotten the closure we wanted.
But I thought, like, that is sort of parallel to what's happening now with Sizzler. It's right. Like a breakup of sorts.
It is a breakup.
We've had this thing for 30 years. We've all got great memories of it. We all love it, you know. And then we're breaking up. It's closing. But we don't quite know why, because they haven't actually announced why. We think Taco Bell's going in there.
They've just said to us, we're leaving, we're breaking your heart, and we're not going to give you any explanation.
We're not going to give you a reason why. I thought that song needed
to
be...
It's not you, it's me.
Exactly. But I thought it's the exact same sort of thing. Like, it's a breakup, but we don't know why. So I thought the words could be rewritten as a plea to Sizzler to tell us what the hell's going on. A few questions that I need to know before you shut and off you go. Sizzler, I need to know, what did Townsville do wrong? And that's the purpose of this little song. Your absence will turn the town on its head. We'll probably die without cheesy bread. Not only will your answers keep me sane, but they could prevent us from losing your favorite restaurant again. We'll miss your soft serve and bottomless drinks, the salad bar and potato skins. Sizzler, you can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I not eat enough bolognese sauce? No, probably not. At Sizzler, we usually all eat like a horse. Either way, we're going out of our minds. Sizzler, answer our questions. The answers we must find. So if we don't work out why the Bad Boy's closing, why our favourite's closing, after that plea, don't think we ever will.
That was so dramatic.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby.
On Townsville's Hit 103.1. Baby, baby, baby,
oh, like baby. It is R&B Friday today. And R&B Friday Live happens every year now, which is a pretty huge concert series. We send people down to Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney. One of the girls that we sent to Brisbane this year is Jessica. And you might be wondering why there's this baby music going on. We will explain all with Jess right now. Jess, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you sent me a message yesterday that had me jumping on my couch, excited, because you have some really big news. Tell us what's going on.
Well, my wolf partner and I won the R&B Friday to Brisbane last year, and we found out just before Christmas that we were pregnant, and it dates back to the R&B Friday night that
yes!
we got pregnant.
Yes.
We're pregnant. What I find even more, like, amazing about this whole story is, Jess, like, you tried and there wasn't much happening, but at R&B Fridays, it all just kind of fell into place.
It definitely did, that's for sure. We must have needed that little breakaway to make it happen.
So how long were you trying for a baby before that?
We weren't trying as such, but we weren't preventing for about 6 months.
Wow. So, you know, R&B music is good baby-making music.
Oh, hell
like, I'm
yeah.
not going to lie. It's got a good beat to it.
My wife was sexy. Here right now. I'd be down to some baby-making right
no,
now.
No. She just had a baby. Give her a break.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, there's no baby-making going on.
Oh, Jess, we are so excited for you. We have claimed this as our show baby because we helped you conceive, obviously. but we were wondering, can we keep in touch with you and keep up to date with how Bub's going?
Of course you can.
Oh,
that would be so wonderful.
We're going to have an R&B Friday Live, baby!
Who was your favourite act at R&B Friday's Live?
I reckon it was Eve, because I reckon she just live. She was amazing.
Eve. All right, so if it's a little girl, little baby Eve, maybe? Little baby Evie?
Maybe.
Carrie Bickmore has an Evie from Carrie and Tommy and the Arvos.
God, so many connections.
So many. Well, do you know what you're having yet? Are you going to find out, or are you going to keep it on the lowdown?
We do, but we're just going to keep that one a little bit of a secret.
Smart.
Oh, I love it.
I like it.
Well, if you have a gender reveal or baby shower or anything, we'd love to be there.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay, I'll let
you know. We are so involved in this.
All right, that is Jessica with the news that we are having a show baby because her and her lovely partner got pregnant at R&B Fridays Live. Best of luck with the barb, and please, yeah, keep us updated with everything, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
I have a huge problem with ants at the moment. And I feel like this is a Townsville-wide problem. Everyone I talk to has those weird little tiny ants that just get in every little crack and they just take over your house. We've had them here at work. I've had them in my home,
yeah.
And these ants, like if I don't have any dog food out, they're not as much of a problem, but they love the dog dry food. It's not even the wet food, it's the dry food. Yeah. They're savoury ants. And every time that Puppy Bear leaves a little bit of food behind, they just swarm. And I get home and there is just this crazy pile of ants all over the food.
I don't like that. Freaks me out too, because it happens with Taco's food too. Mm. And then I picture him later on in the day when we're not there or whatever, getting hungry and eating anty food.
Oh, that's what...
like ant-covered food.
Yeah, Bear
does. I don't want that.
Bear's eating his protein-rich ant food. Yeah. It probably doesn't taste that great.
Bear, you're not an echidna. Don't eat ants.
But I keep trying to move the bowl to try to find a place in the house where they can't find it. It's not existent. They keep finding the food no matter where I put it. I put it up on a box. I put it on the rug. I put it in different areas. They find it every time. And I was talking to my dad about it last night. I'm like, Dad, these ants, I just can't figure it out. I've been trying to kill them. I've had ant read out. I've done everything I can think of. And he's like, nah, you haven't done everything. Uh-huh. I know the hacks from my bird food, because ants always try to get to the bird food.
I sense a bit of dad wisdom coming on here.
This is dad wisdom. And he said, what you do is you get a larger bowl full of water.
Oh, yeah.
And then get the smaller bowl for the dog food to go in that water so that there's a moat around it.
Like a Bay Marie.
You create a moat. You don't put any crocodiles in it. You just have a water moat. And
you don't have a bridge over to the castle.
And the ants can't cross water. And so you stop the ants being able to get to the food. I'm like, my God, you're a genius. So I did it last night. I put his food bowl inside his water bowl so there was a moat. And I actually witnessed ants trying but failing to get across to the food, and it was phenomenal.
Dad. Good hack.
Genius. Absolute genius.
Brilliant
hack. So if anyone wants to try this at home, it has been proven to work by me overnight. However, now that I don't have ants in the food bowl, I have another problem. Because I got up this morning to check and I put the light on. I'm like, just making sure there's no ants, knowing there wouldn't be any because it's genius. And I look down and there's a bloody cockroach in it.
Oh, no.
So I've solved one problem and created another.
I've got to build a bigger moat.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit
103.1. Cliffo and Gabby's Sizzler Last Supper. My belly's
rumbling. There's only 3 days left of Sizzler. Wow. So that's, what, 6 meals? Because they do breakfast on Sunday too. So that's 7 meals.
7 meals.
That you could possibly
have. You're really
at Sizzler.
Into the maths of exactly how many more meals.
Well, that's all you got until they close their doors forever and you can never return in Townsville.
After 30 years, 3 lots of renovations on the site. It's got bigger 3 times.
They used to have a smoking room.
They used to have a smoking area.
Yep.
Yeah, like that's how old it is.
Yeah.
You could smoke.
There's a lot of history in that place and it's just going to be wiped as of Sunday night.
We are doing a massive Last Supper today for lunch to celebrate. We're saying goodbye to the old girl in style. And we have one more spot to give away. And Lucianne is on the phone right now. Lucianne, do you actually have any plans for lunch today?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's a bit sad.
Okay.
How does cheesy toast sound?
Yeehaw.
Stupid question. Cheesy toast always sounds good, Gabrielle.
You're right.
Damn it. The reason we're calling you back to invite you to our Sizzler Last Supper is you and your husband went on a date to Sizzler when you were only 16 years old.
Yeah, we actually had Nana and Grandma and Granddad in tow.
Ah, your chaperones!
Yeah,
that's cute.
Right.
So, ballpark, I don't want to be rude, but sort of how old-ish are you and your husband now?
41 and 42.
Wow.
And that is amazing.
It was the Townsville Sizzler you guys went to?
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Incredible. So Sizzler was the foundation of your relationship.
I wouldn't go that far. One of the memories.
Oh, we would. We would. It's a relationship built on cheesy bread. Hey, if you are free, we would love you to come along 11:30 today for our Last Supper. Congratulations. Can't wait to meet you, Lucianne.
Awesome. Thank you.
Are you going to bring hubby along?
I wish I could, but he'll be at work. I'll bring my daughter instead.
Well.
Hey, well done. We'll see you there, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
And don't miss it. All the highlights from our Sizzler Last Supper Monday morning as we farewell the old girl after 30 years. Mm-hmm. Hear the highlights Monday at Hit 103.1.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.